It got to the point where we began having arguments that didn't make any sense. It was like a Twilight Zone. It was like I was in the car. Imagine this. I was in the car, and out of nowhere, she turned to me, and she goes, and it's Sunday, breathing, you know, trees. She turns to me, and she goes, to each his own. Just a free-floating to each, no context. Just a to each his own. It doesn't sound like a big deal until you start to think about it. Who just says to each his own with no context? I can't sleep with a person who did that to me. And so I said, what do you mean? And then she goes, I mean to each his own. I was like, I heard what you said. I don't understand what you mean by that. And then she goes, you don't know what it means? Like, I do know what it means. I don't know what you mean by it. And then she goes, why are you yelling? I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? And then I broke the turn signal off the column and stuck it in my leg to focus the pain and prevent me from driving into the divider. You ever see the divider and you just want to prove a point, you know? You want to be like, yeah. I wanted to bounce off the divider all the way up the highway, and at some point she'd turn to me and be like, why are you doing this? And I'd get to say, to each his own, motherfucker. I'm just a little raccoon. It got to the point where I didn't understand what part was reality and what part was, here, I don't know how funny this is, but I think it's interesting. It doesn't have like a punchline, but I think here's when I realized that it stopped being just sane argument. Like, it turned into this dip, it's the line between sanity and not. Like, she couldn't acknowledge responsibility to the degree that, here's when I realized it fully. I went into a convenience store and I got a Gatorade and I put it on the counter and I started to look at other stuff. I was distracted, and then the cashier wasn't there yet, and her name's Tina. Tina takes the Gatorade, opens it, drinks that much of it, puts it down, and I go to pay for it, and I said to the cashier that some of this is missing. And the cashier goes, I'm so sorry, I don't know what would happen. And I was like, yeah, it's strange. And I look at Tina and she goes, and so I go into this whole thing about it. I was like, what kind of world are we living in? You know what I mean? Like we're going to have to start locking up all the juices and the Gatorades at a convenience store? Is this what we're going to have to key it like razors at CVS? You know what I mean? Like, you want to live in a world where they're locking up? And then finally we walk outside and I turn to Tina. I was like, you believe that shit? She looked at me, she goes, I drank the Gatorade. And I was like, what do you mean? Because if she thought it was funny, it's okay. That's sane. It wasn't a joke. She looked at me and wouldn't acknowledge responsibility. She goes, you saw me. I was like, I didn't. I didn't see you drink the Gatorade. And then her mind flips, so she begins to make excuses. And she goes, well, the cashier saw me. I was like, so in your mind, I showed up here in the past. And I said to the cashier that if we both see you drink Gatorade at the same time, we're going to deny that it ever happened. To each his own, you fucking raccoon. But...